Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Nick Adams. Nick Adams is co-founder and managing partner at Differential Ventures. Previously, Nick was a venture partner at Supernode.vc, formerly known as Flatiron Investors, where he evaluated seed stage tech companies and led the due diligence for multiple investments. Before joining the venture capital community, Nick held senior sales, marketing, and product management roles for software companies that have realized over $1.3 billion in exit value, including Opower, Rage Frameworks, Baseware, and Converge. Well, good afternoon, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks, Brian.
Absolutely. This is so exciting. We're going to jump right into a podcast and talk a little bit about your background, your career, and really just get your story out there to our audience. And so, Nick, looking at your career here, you've got quite the career in technology, venture capital, as a board member, and now you're a founder and managing partner of Differential Ventures. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, I think there's really two things at the core of it. One is preparation. I'm a washed up athlete, and preparation was always key, especially in the baseball world. So I think you've always been able and willing and probably a little bit neurotic about preparing, expecting what's next, whether it's for a meeting or the next step in my career, whether it be, you know, 6 months down the line or years down the line. The next one is probably risk tolerance. I've worked in startups and venture capital for most of my career, better part of 20 years now. And it certainly comes with a fairly high level of risk to work in this world versus a big, you know, corporate job. In the US, for example. I've worked in Europe, I've worked in India, went to grad school over in Asia. So I've definitely pushed my boundaries and comfort level in a lot of different ways. And it's definitely helped me grow, but it's also given me a chance to fail. Certainly, risk is not without failure, and you'll learn a lot from when things don't always go right. So I'd say risk tolerance. And, you know, frankly, I've had, I'm a single guy, no wife, no kids, and been able to take that risk without really affecting other people if things don't go exactly according to plan. Not everybody has that flexibility, but everybody needs to find out their own kind of ability to take chances and go for it. And then what inspires me, I'd say I really enjoy being the person in the background. I always like being a manager, putting people in position to succeed. I enjoy being an investor behind our CEOs, portfolio companies, being a board member, but not always the person front and center. And it's fun for me to be in the background, try and pull some levers here and there, guide people in the right direction, help them avoid things maybe they haven't encountered before that I have, and put them in the best position to do the best that they can. And in the long run, if they do well, then as an investor, that usually turns out pretty well for us too.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing it. And I love your story of really taking those big risks. And obviously you've done a lot of that, especially in your career, in your sports background. So thank you again, Nick. So Nick, we're going to switch here to the pandemic a little bit. Did the lockdown contribute or hinder to your success or to the business's success, I should say? And what are your plans going forward for continued growth?
You know, me personally, I wasn't as affected as much. I mean, definitely went from the change of having founders and the team in the office all day, every day. New startups coming through, pitching us, going out, and somebody else coming in right after. That changed pretty drastically. I expect some of that will come back. But for me, I actually, on Memorial Day of 2020, I went to the office to get some things, hadn't been in there in 2 months, and decided I'm just going to keep coming. So I, mostly sat in the office by myself for quite a while, but it was just nice to still have my routine, get up in the morning, go to the office, do my work and come home. It just gave me some divide, especially living in Manhattan where you've got not always the largest apartments. It's good to get out and mix things up during the course of the day. So on a personal level, I feel like I stayed relatively consistent, although it feels like it kind of dragged on towards the more recent times. But all in all, I think the outcome is a positive one for the business. Certainly venture capital and startups have really accelerated during the pandemic, during COVID. Access to capital, ability to hire and recruit people around the world has completely taken off in ways that we probably hadn't totally imagined before. Going forward, I think flexibility is going to be key. I guess, for me, it doesn't feel like that much of a change because I've always been in the technology world, been in the startup world. where if you had to go to the doctor at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you went and did it because you would be back online at night, you know, kind of tethered to your phone. We traveled a lot. So I've always had quite a blend of work and just life mixed together at all times. I'm mostly hopeful that that will persist and become more common for more people in corporate America going forward. I guess my warning is that it is kind of a blessing and a curse. Well, it sounds great and it is good to have the flexibility to do those things. It's also really important to be able to turn off. And, you know, I don't want people to lose that ability to go home and turn their phone off at 6 o'clock and see their kids for the night and not have to worry about their boss being in their inbox. So we'll see. I think it's mostly good. I think it's good for our business and the technology world for the most part. And I think they'll just have to be people putting boundaries on their lives in some pretty important ways.
Thank you for sharing, Nick. I think that is important. And it is so easy. We've all done that, is trying to have a work-life balance. Obviously it's advantageous to be able to work from home, but then, you know, when does the day start? When does the day end? And we've all been there. So Nick, let's talk a little bit about tech. Okay. You're obviously leveraging maybe some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack, but is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
A little bit. I think, you know, my partner, David is a really kind of a leader in the hedge fund world, actually. Prior to joining me at Differential, he spent 22 years at Renaissance Technologies and was really one of the key architects behind the most successful quantitative hedge fund of all time. The question we get a lot from our investors and other partners and some startups is, are we planning to be a quantitative VC fund? And the answer is a pretty definitive no. We don't really think that is possible or really probable in any way. But we are looking at a lot of different technologies, both off the shelf, new tools for becoming a more data-driven organization, whether it be forming our investment theses or gathering data or sourcing companies or performing our diligence. And that, you know, tool set will include probably a combination of both external off-the-shelf tools and homegrown things that we're toying around with. No plans to be a quantitative venture capital fund, but definitely a few experiments going on now with more data-oriented data sourcing tools.
Thank you for sharing. Really do appreciate that. And obviously, technology is going to be part of our lives no matter where it is. But there's always that cutting edge of technology that is something is coming out every single day. And I know that you all being a little bit focused or having at least your foot in the water there will be helpful for not only you and your business, but for others around the world. So, Nick, last question here. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in tech or even entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I think whether intentional or not, I've always been very close to building the product or selling the product. And I think a lot of people can lose sight of that, especially if you come out of a, you know, good MBA program or, you know, really strong business program. There's been kind of a flight to strategy and other types of roles that don't necessarily directly affect revenue of the company. And I do think that can be a bit of a misstep in a career and send you down a road that's less entrepreneurial because, you know, a lot of people want to work in startups. And to do so, you really need to be delivering something, whether it's revenue or product day in and day out. So I would always, you know, stay close to one of those two parts of the business as much as possible, whether it's directly carrying a quota or, you know, if sales isn't quite your thing, being in biz dev or marketing or, you know, on the other side of the equation, engineering or product management, like the further you get into kind of strategy and other operational roles, the further away you get from the pulse of the business and real value add and understanding and ability how to drive and impact the company at various points. So I think that's something I sort of stumbled into. But was really a blessing in a lot of ways. So always have a target over my head, both from a product and revenue perspective. So yeah, stay close to the core of the business. And I think your career will take some interesting paths from there.
Thank you, Nick. Again, appreciate your insights, your experience, some of these nuggets that we've pulled out of your story today, and we'll be able to turn around and share this with our audience. So thank you. And Nick, it's been a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brian.
Bye for now.